Good morning, my fellow Michiganders. Good morning, my fellow Americans. Welcome to the Grassroots Army Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Garrett Soldano. And the hot garbage just continues to pile up, folks. Not only is it piling up, but now it's lit on fire. I just can't keep up with it. So we have a lot of things to talk about today, not only with the economic crisis that is in full mode here, and we have a dying middle class that nobody seems to want to talk about right now. We have clown Gavin Newsom that's blaming climate change on his budget deficit. Can't make this stuff up. And I want to talk about how Ohio purged their voter rolls, and our Secretary of State here in the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, just continues to stay quiet. All we hear is crickets from her regarding our voter rolls. And I want to talk about the Biden-Trump debate that's coming up here on CNN and ABC. And I want to show you the video that Biden put out yesterday, and we're going to analyze it. And obviously, Whitmer continues to not address everything that's going on in the state of Michigan. It's sunshine and rainbows in the state of Michigan, according to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who we all know that has her eyes on the White House. And so let's get started right now with this message that I watched on this woman who obviously is struggling to pay the bills. This is probably going to resonate with a lot of you out there.
Well, it was $500 last month. For two kids, we pay $330 a week for daycare. Now, I'm very thankful for that, and I love our daycare. However, we basically pay a small car payment each week for childcare. And I have no other choice because my husband and I both work. We also have a mortgage and just all the other household expenses. And on top of that, groceries and, you know, all of these other things, clothes, toiletries, everything is just so expensive. And the one thing that is not changing in all of this is how much we make. We've steadily made, I work in education and my husband works in sales, but it's a salary sales job, not commission, which is good for consistency's sake. But we've both made the same thing for the last year. We've gotten cost of living adjustments, which isn't a lot. But like, we're not making any more money, yet things are consistently more and more and more and more expensive. I just don't see how people are making it. Like, my heart goes out to these single parents, these single moms, single dads trying to raise their kids, feed them. Because we all know that if you're trying to get money from the government, you can't really have a job and make too much, or else, you know, you won't qualify. So, like, what do we do? I just, like, no, I don't want a side hustle. I just want to be able to make ends meet. I make decent money. My husband makes good money. Like, we should be able to live comfortably. I know things like childcare and all of that stuff, you know, are inevitable. You're going to have to pay it. But I just feel like everything has gone up so much to the point where it's like, how are we going to make it? And we're to the point where our salary combined, we've made more money than we've ever made in our entire lives, like our married lives. And we are poorer now than we ever have been. And it's not because we have a bunch of debt and a bunch of like frivolous cars. I drive a Dodge minivan and he drives an old Dodge truck. Like, it's not like we're, but it's just to live, to have the basic necessities, not even super nice things. It's, we should be living so much more frivolously than we are based off what we make. It's just insane. It's depressing, honestly, because I think about what we could be doing and what we could be putting back for our future and for our kids, but we can't because we have, you know, insane prices on things. So just think about that.
She's right. It's heartbreaking. It truly is. But that is the majority of Americans right now. And like I posted the other day on one of my lives, is I don't know how folks are doing it. And she's right. We're all making, well, most of us are making, if not the same, more money than we ever have before, but we're living poorer than we have in the past. And she says, I don't want a side hustle. My husband works. I work. We shouldn't have to. And unfortunately, in today's economy, that's just not good enough. Remember back in the day, I mean, you had one person working and that would provide for the family. It truly would. Now, both people are working and they both seem like they have really good jobs and they still can't provide for their family. So unfortunately, elections have consequences, and that's where our economy continues to go. It's the crisis is happening. The crash is happening in front of our very eyes. Nobody wants to talk about and address it, but our spending is out of control. We continue to send billions and billions of dollars overseas, and we're not concentrating in our country, and it's tearing our country down and apart, and it's the number one cause of divorce is what? It's money. It's money, and it is scary. It is frustrating. But my goodness gracious, it's just, it's sad to see that these folks are doing everything that they can, and it's still not enough. Even as a chiropractor, I mean, this is what we're running through is, you know, inflation has gone up, what, 20% more in grocery prices or whatever that number is, and energy prices continue to go up. Well, when you accept insurance as a medical provider, it's not like your allowed amounts that you're accepting for insurance companies is going up. We're making the same, if not less, with insurance companies. So what they're doing is when you sign a contract with insurance companies, they're like, hey, you charge $50 an adjustment. If you sign this contract, we're only going to pay you $38. And so you want to allow people to have insurance benefits. So as a doctor, you say, okay, well, I'll take $38 instead of my $50 cash. Or if you look at Medicaid, Medicaid only pays us $18 an adjustment. We charge $50 cash. And the government says, nope, if you want to accept Medicaid patients, we're only allowing you $18 in adjustment. I mean, that's the insanity that's happening. And it's not like their prices continue to go up. It's not like the $18 is now $28 because inflation has gone up. They don't care. So it continues to squeeze everyone. And so I feel her pain, just like I know a lot of others out there that are watching do too. So you do have to adapt, improvise, and overcome these potential challenges, folks. I'm sorry, unless you have an unbelievably great job, then you're going to have to get a side gig. I have side gigs. I do. And you need one. You need one if you want to allow your living to be where it's at right now, or you're going to have to start cut back. My wife and I, that's what we have done. We have cut back a lot of our extra spending and budgeting all of our money to continue to be able to live at least a comfortable lifestyle. We have done that. We have been doing that for the past year because it's going to get worse. It's truly going to get worse. So you have to just not put your head in the sand with these things. You really have to start analyzing your budget and understand, like, maybe I shouldn't be going out to eat. Maybe I should be staying at home. Maybe I should start growing my own garden. Maybe I should start looking into getting a side gig. I don't know what that is for you, but you can't just keep doing the definition of insanity and continue to go in debt and put it on credit cards and everything else because it's going to crash. It will. And I care about all of you out there because I know a lot of you personally, you have to start preparing for this stuff because when the crash happens, it's going to happen overnight. It truly, truly is. So let's move on to clown number two, Gavin Newsom. Okay. So this is funny. I'm going to show you a video. The other day, a reporter asked Gavin Newsom, slick Gavin, can we explain to Californians how we move from $100 billion surplus to such a significant deficit in just a few years? Let me repeat that because it's worth repeating. California had $100 billion surplus, and now they have a significant deficit. This is what happens when you allow Democrats to get in control. So let's hear what old Gavin had to say about this question.
Explain to Californians how we move from $100 billion surplus to such a significant deficit in just a matter of a few years.
Well, it's, we can explain it. $349 billion of unprecedented capital gains, 11.6%, when traditional capital gains is around 5.18% on average. It's almost double. So you had massive volatility. You have requirements under Prop 2, the GAN. You have requirements under Prop 98, which require that set aside. We use 93% of our surplus, which is, I want to be careful, either on the higher end or without precedent for one-time purposes. So we anticipated, because we didn't want that surplus to go to ongoing commitments, we anticipated that shortfall. What we didn't anticipate is these rain bombs in December, January, February, and March, these atmospheric rivers that led to a federal declaration that led to FEMA and the IRS moving in a direction where we couldn't collect our tax.
So this is what they call word salad, folks. When you don't know how to answer the question, you just start talking out your ass. All right. So it's climate change. That's what he's saying. Atmospheric bombs. It's climate, climate, climate. That's what the Dems are going to push now. Last election cycle, and they continue to try to do it this election cycle, abortion, abortion, abortion. But now it's climate, 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 right? That's what it is. So he talked about Prop 2. All right. So I looked up Proposition 2 in the state of California. It was a California ballot proposition in that state's general election on November 4th, 2008. It passed with 63% of the votes in favor. And the initiative's name was amended to officially be known as the Standards for Confining Farm Animals Initiative. That's what that is. So he says the budget is going to that. Let's listen to more of his word salad.
Texas until, I believe, November 16th. As opposed to April 15th. And so therein lied this blackout period that beguiled all of us, the LAO, finance, economists, experts. And interestingly, I mean, has been at the White House recently, had an impact in terms of the IRS collections as well with their estimates, because there were other states that had similar delays in their taxes related to weather events. If there was any indication that climate change has impacts well beyond those that are often promoted. I would consider our financial delays as just another example of why we need to tackle them. Another reason I'm looking forward to conversations that we'll be having next week.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
So let me get this straight, Gav. Climate change allowed you to spend over $100 billion in surplus. Climate change, as he smiles ear to ear with it. See that? As he is smiling. Atmospheric bombs. Climate, we're going to address. This guy, I mean, you imagine him as president? So as president of the United States, you want a CEO, somebody that has business experience, is going to run this country like a business. I wonder who has a history of that. President Trump, look what he was able to do. But we have Slick Gavin here that is going to take $100 billion surplus and just whoop, gone in 2 years. That's not someone that I would want running our country. We already have a spending problem. You think it's going to get better with what he wants to do and what he's done in California? He's run California into the ground, just like Governor Whitmer has been running our country, or our state, excuse me, into the ground. So let's talk about a little bit more about California. I want to show you a little drone footage in the San Diego region, in the rural area, which is very, very high rate of fire hazard zones. Okay. So this is a drone view, a boulevard, an area in East County in the San Diego area at night. So you see all those fires? Those are fires from folks, illegal fires burning nightly. All right. So I wonder why that's happening. Could it be illegal immigrants? I don't know. But Amy Reichert had something to say about that. Let me bring her up. And she made a lot of common sense. She said, let me go back. In the San Diego region, much of the rural inland area is currently categories on being high on very high fire hazard zones, including this drone view of Boulevard, an area in East County. Here's what the southern border looks like every night with an average of 15 illegal fires. So it is illegal immigrants, the footage I just showed you. Bernie Knightley, here's the hypocrisy. If you're a California resident and plan to light a campfire, this is great. Here are the steps to obtain a burn permit. Violations of any burn permit of state law, right? You must, this is the criteria for getting a fire. You must plan your burn. Ensure your burn complies with all local regulations. Apply for a permit. Complete the residential burn permit application on our website. Provide information. Fill out all required details. Watch the safety video. View a short video on fire safety. Agree to the safety rules. Confirm you will follow the established safety guidelines. And then receive your permit. Your permit will be emailed to you. And they have illegal immigrants that are just starting their own fires. I mean, that's the hypocrisy of the left. They want you to do all this stuff to get a burn permit, to have a campfire in your backyard, but they allow the illegals to do what they want at the border. No different than when, the Biden administration fired, 8,000 military personnel for refusing to take the vaccine, and they allowed 10 million illegal immigrants to come over, not vaccinated. You can't make it up. Hot garbage, as I say. Let's move on. It keeps getting better, folks. It truly does. Let's move on to Gretchen Whitmer. In some states, educators are being, I got to move a little closer, I have my glasses on, undermined, micromanaged, and even criminalized just for doing their jobs. That's not how you improve education. In Michigan, we're charting a different path and let teachers do what they do best, teach. All right, Governor, here's an example of the progress of your teachers. Not only the progress of the teachers and their student achievement, but also the amount of money that we're spending on our school systems. There's a vast difference, isn't there? You would hope that the student achievement would follow that line in red, right? Because the line in red is the spending that we're doing in schools, and the line in that yellowish color is student achievement. Obviously, there is a difference. So that graph right there proves to me that it's not working. Student achievement is going down. So obviously our teachers are not doing their jobs. They're not. I know there's a lot of teachers out there probably frustrated with me saying that, but it's true. This graph does not lie. It's not a money problem. We have a problem with the Democrats force feeding a cultural ideology down these kids' throats. We have a problem with CRT and DEI being force fed. And it's not obviously having a positive effect on our students. How about we get back to the basics, which we said time and time again, math, science, reading, and history, and allow these students to start achieving milestones instead of the graph pointing obviously in a horrible direction for our students. So again, two supposed leaders that they have on deck for the White House are not performing very good on kitchen table issues, budget and education. This is some good news out of Ohio. Breaking: Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose has ordered the state's voter rolls to be purged of non-citizens after a review that dozens of Ohio residents were registered to vote despite a lack of U.S. citizenship. To me, that's common sense. We don't want non-citizens voting in our elections. We don't want dead people voting in our elections. Well, the Republican Party is suing Michigan Secretary of State Benson over voter roll maintenance. An RNC analysis found that 76 of Michigan's 83 counties have inflated voter rolls. And I think it was an obscene number. It's not tens of thousands. I think it was hundreds of thousands of folks. And that's a concern. And that's why people get all fired up over election integrity. So again, Charlie Kirk, I want to talk about what he said. One second, let me go back. Here is your daily reminder that the same people who force you to carry a vaccine passport to eat in a restaurant or hold a job think it's immoral to show voter ID to select the leader of the free world. Again, you can't make this stuff up, folks. And here's what happened to U of M Regent's home in the middle of night. Okay. A gentleman came to his home, I think at 4 a.m. or 4:40 a.m., very upset on the anti-Israel stuff that they're pushing. This gentleman and his mask are a little fired up that they're not doing anything about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And he's quoted as saying, no group on the right or left should engage in this behavior, and it cannot be tolerated in any free society. And Jocelyn Benson came to his rescue, said, this is horrific and unacceptable. As someone who once had armed protesters outside my home in the dark of the night, I know the fear invokes as you shelter inside, trying to protect your child as you wait for law enforcement to arrive or the group to dispense or disperse. I am all for individuals' right to peacefully protest, but a line is crossed in incidents like these. A group of people targeting one person at home, particularly at night, is menacing and ineffective. If the goal is to change minds, history and my own experience underscore the protesting outside an official home is rarely, if ever, effective or achieving the goals of those gathering. Okay. So, yeah, I don't agree with people showing up at these folks' homes. That's crossing the line. However, that's where we're at in society. And what I like to tell all the Dems, this is what happens when you let your dogs off the leash. This is what happens. You guys have bred these folks, especially during the Summer of Love and Antifa and everything else, and you sat quiet as they burned cities. Now they're at the doorsteps, and now you're kicking and screaming and say, this is unjust. This shouldn't happen. You should have solved the problem long ago. Your dog is now off the leash, and your dog's not disciplined, and it's running around tearing up the place, and it's your guys' fault. It truly is. So get your dog back on the leash. I'm going to end today's live on our president, not my president, but he is the president of the United States, Joe Biden. In the video that he put out with President Trump and his debate, or his challenging Trump to a debate. Now, look, before I show this video, I have made literally thousands upon thousands of videos. And when you make a 2 to 3 minute video, you're going to cut it up because you want it to be perfect, right? So when you're making 2 to 3 minute video, you're going to take a lot of takes because talking for 2 to 3 minutes without screwing up is hard to do. Even if you watch my lives, I screw up all the time with the words I use and everything else. But when I record a video, I just really try to make everything perfect. So I'll take 10 takes when it's a 2 to 3 minute video because I want it to look good. That's just normal. Okay. This video, I don't know, it's 30 seconds and you can tell they chopped it up. So he would say a sentence, they'd stop. Say a sentence, stop. Say a, not even a sentence, a statement, right? And they would cut this up. So I think there's 5 cuts in 30 seconds, which shows you that this guy can't even make a 30-second video without screwing up, right? So watch this.
Trump lost 2 debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
5 takes. 5 takes. That's what he took to make. I'm sorry. I don't even know how long that video was. It was 13 seconds. 5 takes for 13 seconds. Let's play it again. You can count with me if you want.
Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
5 takes in 13 seconds. You can't even finish a full sentence. They're just small little statements. That's how bad this guy's mental state is. He should be in an old folks home, in a nursing home. Unbelievable. He is a leader of the free world, but it's not really free anymore. Seems like we live in a banana republic, but 5 takes. And here's another thing. I just don't agree with the all the strings that are attached to this debate with President Trump, not in front of a live audience. Their mic's going to get cut off at a certain time. The people who are hosting it are hot garbage, CNN, ABC. I mean, unbelievable. If you want a good debate, what the people truly want, the majority of people, I guarantee you it would be record numbers worldwide. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, both of them host it, individually host it. They host a debate. And let's bring Robert Kennedy up on stage. I'm all about President Trump. However, I think it does the American people a disservice when we can't have RFK Jr. on stage. That's just me. I know he is a left-leaning Democrat, but he does have some great things to say in his views on medical freedom, in the lockdowns, And I think his voice should be heard. I don't think it's fair and right to silence someone, but that's what they're doing. It's politics at its worst. I really would enjoy a three-person debate with those folks hosting. I think a lot more people would resonate with it, but they agreed to these debates and it is what it is. But if I was Robert Kennedy, I would be throwing a hissy fit right now, which I'm sure he is. Okay, so I will continue to do my part, expose this hot garbage. Gosh dang. Like I said, it's never ending. It's never ending, and I will do everything I can to keep you guys up to date with truthful information and do my part. Okay, so God bless you. God bless State of Michigan, of course, and always God bless these United States. Until next time, it might be tomorrow. It's how much information's out there. We'll see. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.